Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. At least seven people were shot dead by a Palestinian gunman at a synagogue in East Jerusalem. The shooter was killed by the police. On Thursday, Israeli troops killed nine Palestinians during a military raid on Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, the deadliest raid in the camp in years. Israeli forces said they were targeting Islamist militants. More than $50 billion was wiped from the value of Gautam Adani's conglomerate days after Hindenburg Research, a short seller, accused it of fraud. The share price of Adani Enterprises, the flagship in the empire of India's richest man, plunged by 17%. Nevertheless, the firm proceeded with a share auction in which it aims to raise $2.5 billion. It called Hindenburg's report, quote, maliciously mischievous. David Solomon, chief executive of Goldman Sachs, received $25 million in compensation last year, down by nearly 30% from 2021. His pay cut came amid stumbles by the investment bank, including an ill-fated foray into consumer lending and a deal-making drought that has hit profits. The bosses of J.P. Morgan Chase and Morgan Stanley each made north of $30 million last year. The Memphis Police Department released four videos of Tyree Nichols, a black man, being beaten by officers during a traffic stop. Mr. Nichols died from his injuries 3 days later. The five officers involved have been fired and charged with second-degree murder. Protests are underway in the Tennessee city, and others around the country are preparing for the possibility of demonstrations. President Joe Biden selected Jeff Zients to replace Ron Klain as the White House chief of staff. The businessman, who co-owns a popular bagel chain in Washington, D.C., coordinated the Biden administration's COVID-19 response. The reshuffle comes at a delicate moment. Mr. Biden is under fire for his handling of classified documents as he gears up for a presidential re-election campaign next year. Ukrainian soldiers arrived in Germany and will soon start training on 40 Marder fighting vehicles that Berlin pledged to Ukraine. The preparation begins days after Olaf Scholz, Germany's chancellor, promised after much dithering to send German-made Leopard 2 tanks to fight Russia. The West has stepped up its military support for Ukraine in anticipation of an upcoming Russian offensive. Hong Kong labelled cannabidiol, CBD, quote, a dangerous drug, and banned it. CBD, a non-psychoactive cannabis compound that has shown promise in reducing anxiety and pain, is currently available in bars and shops. From next Wednesday, trafficking and manufacturing CBD can carry a maximum penalty of life imprisonment and a $5 million Hong Kong dollars or $639,000 fine. Possession will also be punished. And word of the week, blat, Russian for an, quote, economy of favours, meaning one based on contacts, cunning, and petty bribery. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, Just go to economist.com/briefing offer.